What if the greatest threat to your health wasn't lurking in your diet or exercise routine, but in the very rhythm of your daily life? Consider the crew aboard the Coast Guard icebreaker Polar Star, bound for the Arctic's endless winter darkness. Within days of deploying a special lamp that mimicked natural sunlight, the captain reported something remarkable: better sleep, improved moods, healthier eating patterns, all from adjusting their light exposure. This wasn't magic. It was biology. Every cell in your body contains a tiny clock, ticking away in concert with the sun's ancient patterns. Your stomach knows when to expect food. Your muscles peak in strength as evening approaches. Your brain releases melatonin as darkness falls. But modern life has shattered this delicate synchrony. We flood our nights with artificial light and spend our days in dimly lit offices. The result? An epidemic of misaligned internal clocks that may be quietly fueling obesity, depression, heart disease, and countless other ailments that define contemporary suffering. Thousands of molecular timepieces orchestrate your body's functions. Liver genes cycle every 24 hours, regulating metabolism. Skin cells prepare for UV damage before sunrise. Athletic performance peaks at dusk, when our ancestors returned from hunting. The headquarters of this system lies in the suprachiasmatic nucleus, two pinhead-sized neuron clusters in your hypothalamus. When researchers transplanted these clusters between animals, recipients adopted the donor sleep-wake rhythm entirely. These biological clocks evolved over billions of years to synchronize with the sun. Sunflowers demonstrate this perfectly. At sunset, they face west. But before dawn, they've already turned eastward, anticipating sunrise. This prediction provides survival advantages. East-facing flowers warm faster, attracting more pollinators and producing larger seeds. The same principle governs human biology, except we've stopped listening to these ancient signals. I descended into a decommissioned Arkansas missile silo and lived without sunlight, clocks, or time cues for 10 days. I covered every display with black tape and tracked my vitals with sensors. Within days, my internal orchestra collapsed. By night 5, my recordings captured the deterioration. Distant and grumbly stomach, sunken feeling, heavy chest. I became extraordinarily clumsy. My temperature regulation went haywire. Most dramatically, I reversed my sleep-wake cycle without realizing it, making blueberry pancakes for what I thought was 5 p.m. dinner when it was actually just after 6 a.m. The data revealed chaos. Temperature, heart rate, glucose, and sleep all drifted past 24 hours, but at different rates. Like orchestra musicians unable to see the conductor, each system played its own tempo. Circadian expert Ethan Boer compared my readings to musicians individually capable, but collectively producing garbage when uncoordinated. Without the sun's daily calibration, my timekeepers lost synchrony, creating the same miserable sensation as jet lag, except I was standing still. Step outside on a cloudy day and you're bathed in 1,000 to 10,000 lux of light. Walk into your office and that drops to perhaps 250 lux, often far less. This isn't just dimmer, it's biologically insufficient. Beyond the rods and cones that enable vision, your eyes contain intrinsically photosensitive retinal ganglion cells that tell your brain what time it is. These cells respond to blue wavelengths abundant in natural daylight but scarce indoors, requiring thousands of times more intensity than your visual system needs. We've engineered buildings to provide just enough light to see by, but nowhere near enough to keep our internal clocks synchronized. The consequences extend beyond circadian disruption. Energy-efficient window coatings block up to 85% of the blue wavelengths our circadian systems need. Meanwhile, we've flooded our nights with artificial illumination. Over 99% of Americans live under light-polluted skies. Nighttime light exposure suppresses melatonin, disrupts sleep, and has been linked to depression, obesity, diabetes, and increased COVID-19 severity. Jeff Wilcox falls asleep everywhere, at dinner tables, in meetings, even during horror movies. He has familial advanced sleep phase, a genetic condition affecting roughly 1 in 300 people. His internal clock runs on a 23.3-hour cycle, making him an extreme lark who naturally wakes at 3 a.m. and crashes by early evening. Wilcox's condition results from mutations in clock genes like PER2. These genetic variations create the spectrum of chronotypes, your biological predisposition toward early or late hours. About 75% of people fall in the middle as doves, with smaller populations of extreme larks and owls at either end. This diversity likely evolved for survival. Among Tanzania's Hadza tribe, the entire group is simultaneously asleep for only 18 minutes each night. Modern society punishes this diversity. About 80% of students and workers rely on alarm clocks, creating social jet lag, the difference between your sleep schedule on workdays versus free days. Nearly 70% of people experience at least an hour of this chronic misalignment. Night owls suffer most, forced into perpetual jet lag with severe consequences: increased obesity, substance use, depression, cardiovascular disease, and metabolic disorders. In Malmo, Sweden, a hockey team's windowless locker room uses tunable LED fixtures that shift 14,000 times daily, mimicking an April day's light cycle: bright bluish tones before games, softer orangish hues after. This circadian lighting helps players maintain consistent rhythms during winter's short days. Meanwhile, Copenhagen's Camilla Kring founded the Bee Society to advocate for night owls, helping companies implement chronotype-matched schedules. At AbbVie Norway, flexible arrival times, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and midday meetings boosted work-life satisfaction from 58% to 95%. One HR director found herself twice as effective at 3 p.m. as at 9 a.m. A Norwegian law firm held a mock funeral for their clock-in machine. Productivity doubled in some areas. Circadian biologist Till Ronenberg supports this. "If I want a perfect workforce, I would tell them to come when they have woken up without an alarm." The concept extends to elder care. At Denmark's Goldbosund nursing home, residents now choose their own wake times. 88-year-old Bent wakes at 9 a.m. "I'm going to bed when it fits me, not when someone tells me to." Before affordable alarm clocks, knocker-ups shot dried peas at windows to wake factory workers. The Smith family charged 6 pence weekly in 1931. When mechanical alarms arrived, critics called them devil screamers. Now, circadian scientists dream of abandoning alarms entirely, letting us wake naturally. This isn't nostalgia, it's biology. Your body knows when to wake, eat, think clearly, and sleep. These rhythms evolved over billions of years, calibrated to the sun's patterns. We've spent barely a century living otherwise, flooding nights with light, hiding from daylight indoors, forcing schedules that conflict with our genetic programming. The consequences? Chronic disease, mental illness, exhaustion, and a sense that something fundamental is broken. But solutions exist. Seek morning sunlight. Dim lights after sunset. Honor your chronotype when possible. Advocate for flexible schedules. Install circadian lighting. Recognize that early school starts, rigid work hours, and 24-hour artificial lighting represent choices, not inevitabilities. Your body contains ancient wisdom, an orchestra of molecular clocks that have kept time since life began. The question isn't whether to listen, they'll keep playing regardless. The question is whether you'll stop drowning them out.